Good morning. I'm Mark Daniels in for Jerry Bader. Pleasure to say good morning to the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great today, Mark. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I'm looking at the schedule. Funny thing, a home game for the first time in a month.
Got
to feel good to be home.
Well, it definitely is. I don't think you realize how much traveling takes out of your football team. We've always talked about it, and obviously the data that's collected and shared and analyzed just tells you what it does to their bodies. But really, 4 weeks in a row is extraordinary, and so it's something that we can learn from as far as how we train our team. And it's now great to be home for 4 weeks.
Yeah, no kidding. First time since Calvin Coolidge was president, Mike. You have played the first two on the road way back since 1924. Let's go back to last Sunday night, Mike. For everything that happened, misfires, some turnovers, you were in a big division game on the road in the fourth quarter.
Yes, tough football game. It was not the cleanest football game in all three areas for us. That's really what we spent Monday on, cleaning that up and really like it normally does each and every week, whether it's after a win or after what we just experienced there in Minneapolis. It goes back to the fundamentals. Ball security was something that we were poor at. We had the ball on the ground four times and had the one interception. With that, it's a big part of our success here, winning the turnover ratio. So, really, our focus is getting back to taking care of the football, take the ball away, and we have to flip this field position. We've been playing uphill the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, a lot of backed-up drives, things like that. What'd you think of U.S. Bank Stadium real quick? I tell you what, first time I covered every game in the Metrodome, and I didn't need aspirin with a headache after that one. It was loud, but...
Yeah. I really don't get to see... It's kind of weird. I mean, I don't really get to see the stadium, frankly.
You see the tunnel and the
field. Nice locker room. I mean, a better locker room. So that's a good thing. It was a bit of a maze, just as far as the way that is structured down there. But the locker room was nice. The field. I like the field turf. It was a good surface, and it's obviously bigger. It looked like a good environment. I couldn't tell you really from a fan's perspective, but. I would think it's a much better place for the fans because just the size of it, and I'm sure the concourse and everything is.
Yeah, it was nice. My view from the press box wasn't bad. Mike, this week Aaron Rodgers has had to field a lot of questions about, the ball security thing in the fourth quarter and what some perceive as spotty play. You know it's part of the business. There are critics out there that are going to look at all kinds of things. How do you guys kind of just circle the wagons, block out the noise, and press on?
Well, really, I mean, our process doesn't change. Frankly, it's usually a lot rougher after we win because the importance and the focus on handling success that's a fundamental focus of mine since the day I arrived here back in 06 is handling success and the ability to grow and develop after a successful day is a bigger challenge than after when you don't win. So. I think just really the reaction. I don't know, Mark. You're out there. I don't really. I'm not in that world. But I think a lot of times, as I've moved through my career here in Green Bay, we're really a victim of our own success. We've played at a high level for a long period of time, and it seems like when we don't, it's just the reaction is. It's pretty strong. So we have to focus on our process of how we go about our business of self-improvement, and that will never change.
You think fans might be spoiled by this run of success and now, just expect it every Sunday?
Oh,
I know you do.
I don't. I'm not going to get into that. Hey, I mean, I love our fans. So I love their passion, and they care. And to me, they're a tremendous energy source for us, and we're really looking forward to playing in front of them Sunday. So, I can't really – I'm not going to navigate or try to – I don't know how they feel. I mean, they're in it just like we are. So, they're in it to win, no different than us. So, I think some of the reaction and how the reaction is driven by – certain people. That's really, you know, that's the part of the business, I guess we say, that you just deal with.
Yeah, okay. You do get the Lions, another division game. A little different team without Calvin Johnson. A quick thumbnail on what you're going to get Sunday, Mike.
A good football team. It's you know, they play a lot of energy. They're definitely talented. You can see it. You know, I think special teams is always is indicative of the depth of the roster, and it's a group that plays very well through all their special teams phases, and then they have people that challenge you. So they're spreading the ball around more on offense, so their approach is a little different. And you know, in a way, you have to defend them differently too. So this is a big challenge for us, like it is all the time, especially our division games. This is, in my opinion, the toughest division in football.
All right. Let's hope there's no place like home on Sunday. Good luck, Mike. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Have a great week, Mark. Thank you.